Life Track with Chuck Swindoll is a presentation of Insight for Living Canada.
Every one of us can tell at least one account of somebody who took unfair advantage of us. They ripped us off. And we look back on it with a mixture of, well, a number of reactions. In fact, let me get into that right now. There are three, as I think about this business of being ripped off, being done wrong, there are three very common reactions. First is what I will call an aggressive pattern, the aggressive pattern, which says, I don't just get mad, I'm going to get even. Maybe you heard about the fellow who was told by his physician, yes, indeed, you do have rabies. And the man immediately pulled out a pad and pencil and began to write. And the doctor thought, my goodness, he's writing his will. He said, listen, it doesn't mean you're going to die. He says, I know that. I'm making a list of people I'm going to bite. You tend to do that when you have a chance to get back. You don't hesitate to make your list. Some of you are making lists right now in your mind of people you're going to bite. The very next chance you get, you're going to bite. Some of you are already engaged in doing it, subtle ways, which I'll not even go into. The second pattern is not the pattern of showing blame and aggressiveness. It's the opposite. It's the passivity pattern, the passive pattern. And that turns into feeling sorry for yourself. You've been ripped off. Life, you say, hasn't been fair. You sometimes call it fate. Fate has not been fair to me, and so you live your life with the shades drawn. Oh, you go out to buy gas and to buy groceries and to pick up the cleaning and to do some of the essential necessities of life, but virtually you're not going to be vulnerable to anybody ever again. You're just passively holding back. There's a lot of anger in that as well. One of my all-time favorite stories is about the fellows who were in the Korean War, and they had a houseboy that they hired to take care of their things. And, they took advantage of him. They'd put Vaseline on the stove so that when he'd go to turn the stove on in the morning, he'd get grease all over his fingers. And they'd put little water buckets over the door, and when he'd push the door open, water would fall on him. And they'd nail his shoes to the floor, and he'd get up in the morning and put his feet in time on, couldn't move. And finally, it just grew to where one of them just couldn't live with the guilt of what they were doing. And Christmas time, they called him in. They said, look, we're sorry. We're never going to do that again. They said to their cook and their houseboy, we're never going to take advantage of you again. No more sticky on stove. Nope, no more sticky on stove. No more water on door. No more. No more nail shoes to the floor. No. Okay, no more spit in soup. You know, in a passive mode, you can just spit in the soup. Can't you just see him fixing chili one night? Just... The third reaction is a holding pattern, I call it. There's an aggressive pattern, there's a passive pattern, there's a holding pattern, and that's to postpone one's feelings or to deny one's feelings. To literally say to oneself, doesn't bother me. And all the while it's eating away like an acid deep within us. That leads to doubt and disillusionment. That weakens the fiber inside our lives.
In our relationships with one another, we're called to have the same mindset as Christ. When treated unfairly, he didn't retaliate or make threats. He didn't claim special privileges. In humility, Jesus took on the nature of a servant and suffered mistreatment. This is Steve Johnson of Insight for Living Canada. Listen to more of Chuck Swindoll's LifeTrack messages at lifetrack.ca. LifeTrack, where life and truth meet.
The preceding LifeTrack presentation was brought to you by Insight for Living Canada. The original message, Hope Beyond Unfairness, Pressing On, Even Though Ripped Off, was copyrighted in 1988, and the Lifetrack sound recording was copyrighted in 2014 by Charles R. Swindoll Incorporated. All rights are reserved worldwide.